can pray for you right now. Ask his intercession. Saint Joseph. This is the guy the church calls the terror of demons and the guardian of the virgin. What a cool title. The terror of demons? I mean, how cool is it going to get to get that title? But this man, all the pictures you've ever seen of Saint Joseph as an older man, for the rest of your life, please forget those silly images. Saint Joseph is not an elderly man. Think this through. You know how long the walk is from Nazareth to Bethlehem to Egypt to Nazareth? 600 miles. That's like walking from here in Sydney up to Brisbane. Are you going to put a 70-year-old man in charge of guarding a teenage virgin and a newborn baby for a 600-mile hike up to Brisbane? I think not. You know who you put in charge of that? You put a tecton. Tecton is the Greek word for carpenter. And it didn't mean simply someone who sanded out tables. Tecton was a construction worker, a lumberjack, and a carpenter rolled into one. They would carry wooden beams, knock down the tree with their own bare hands and the axe, carry it through the streets. The big ox plows, the yoke the ox would carry, they would make them, carry them through the streets. There's rabbinical laws of what to do if a man carrying a beam collides with someone carrying a pitcher. Joseph would carry these wooden beams, build houses with his hands, a man who worked with masonry and stone, a man's man. It's interesting to reflect, this is the profession of Christ, carrying wooden beams upon his shoulders through the streets of the Holy Land for years upon years, a bit of training for Calvary. But you think of, this is who Saint Joseph was. He didn't look like the holy cards. You know the holy card, he's got a little blush on his cheeks, and he's really soft and happy and sweet. No, look, go to a construction site and see if you can find a construction worker who looks like that. You're not gonna find many. This guy was a man's man. Take up the devotion to Saint Joseph, the guardian of the Virgin, and his Virgin herself, Our Lady, the Virgin Mary. Do you know the impact of a real woman on a man? You know the more feminine a woman is, the more masculine a man wants to be? I've seen this with my own eyes.